I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative networks, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
You falsely accused me of being involved in a racial incident.
He said you were involved.
You were.
He
said he
was. You are very racist.
He said he was.
You're going to be dealt with.
He said he works for you.
It's going to come to light who you really are. It's going to come to light who you really are.
Hey, just answer one question. Yes or no?
What about the fake person?
Yes or no?
And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Friday, March 15th. Beware the Ides of March. Friday, March 15th, 2024 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, but it's Friday. So, you know, we try to keep it light and infotaining as much as maybe possible. Couple of things before we get going, I suppose. It's Friday, so we do the call-in thing, obviously. The phone lines are open. 512-248-8252 is the local number. And if you don't have long distance at no additional charge, if you're calling from a cave somewhere, maybe the Bat Cave halfway around the world or whatever, 800-313-9443. It does happen, but you know, we try to discourage it, obviously, because that's an expense to the network. And since it is a listener supported network, it's kind of like, you know, when law enforcement misbehaves locally and the city or the municipality gets sued, basically the people are punishing themselves. And the B.F. Skinners of the world tell us that that's operant conditioning that discourages us from holding people in positions of power and authority accountable, and that's probably not a good psychological loop that we want to get into. So we're not doing that kind of stuff, but we do want to keep the costs, the network costs, as manageable as possible in this era of spiraling inflation. How is it happening? I don't know. You print more currency, you get more inflation. It's pretty simple. No, it can't be that simple. Yep, it's just that simple. So the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and toll free if you must. But please use it sparingly. If you don't have to, don't do it. 800-313-9443. As I said, it's a listener-supported network. RBN can always use your help. If you support the network, fantastic. Thank you. If you don't currently or never have, please consider supporting RBN directly, the sponsors, the advertisers, because, again, there's no Ford Foundation Rockefeller Foundation, Gates Foundation grant forthcoming. Why? Well, because we sort of stick a stick in the eye of those efforts and say, not so good. And so you don't get far biting the hand that feeds you, and therefore we don't get fed there. So if you do support the network, thank you. And as I usually say, thank you to the many faithful supporters of the network. These days I try to do the prayer. I try to do it to open the broadcast. And so we'll do that first before we get rolling, because, you know, like Ephesians 6:12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's challenging sometimes to remember that, because I'll tell you what, I don't know about you, but I see some crazy flesh and blood floating around out there. A lot of strange things happening. I've been talking this year about warfare in general, our own American founding, which I think is essential history for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is the revolutionary germ. It's interesting how many of us would call ourselves Christians, fancy ourselves Christians, and yet have not properly mentally reconciled this issue of constant revolution. I've talked about it in the past. My view on this has shifted dramatically, so I would say, because I have reconciled this myself, which gets to the other part of the prayer I offer in the morning. Revealing our hypocrisy and double-mindedness. I certainly have suffered from that. Hopefully I suffer from that less now than in times past, and less day by day, because the more single-minded, steadfast, and resolute we can be, the better and stronger and more useful to the community, if I can say that without it being a pejorative, we are. You know, I'm not talking about being conscripted to evil and being an Autobot. I'm talking about genuinely just useful in one's community and to those around us. So that's kind of the deal. You know, we see crazy flesh and blood stuff, but the reminder, I think, is always good, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the worldly governors, the princes of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, which are in the high places. That's Ephesians 6:12 in the Geneva translation. And so with that in mind, the prayer, the Lord's Prayer and the full armor, in particular Matthew 6 and Ephesians 6 respectively. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, please help us to put on the full armor of God. Help us to gird our loins about with truth. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Help us to take up the shield of faith. Put on the helmet of salvation. Take up the sword of the Spirit and pray at all times in the Spirit. And please, I pray that no weapon formed against the righteous shall prosper, that all who walk in error would come to know the truth in Christ. Please reveal our hypocrisy and double-mindedness. I pray that unrepentant evildoers be brought swiftly to justice, that wickedness be brought swiftly to an end, righteousness be restored in the land. And I pray that poisonous trees and their offshoots, like brands and agencies conceived in malice, would collapse under the weight of their own evil. In Jesus' name, amen. So, it's Friday. And here we are. This is you know, beware the Ides of March at 2 Brutae. In 44 BC, Julius Caesar is stabbed to death by Brutus, Cassius, and several other Roman senators on the Ides of March in Rome. So it's that day in history, and a lot of other fun things happening on this day in history. In 1493, 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. In 1493, on this day, Columbus returned to Spain after his first voyage to the New World. So that's a fun deal. On this day in 1783, in an emotional speech in Newburgh, New York, George Washington asked his officers not to support the Newburgh conspiracy, preventing threatened coup d'etat. On this day in 1917, the last Russian Tsar, Nicholas II, abdicated and nominated his brother, Grand Duke Michael, to succeed him. And on this day in 1962, five research groups announced the discovery of antimatter. Fun stuff. Old Saint Nicholas is alleged to have been born on this day, and in 270 AD, Andrew Jackson was born on this day in 1767. John Snow was born on this day in 1813. Will I Am, born on this day, turns 49 today. And I think that's arguably a good entry point into some of the stuff that I've been talking about, in particular this year, speaking of the spiritual battle and the apotheosis of Americans. That has always been our history, William Adams, a.k.a. Will I Am. God is the one who said in the Bible, I am. When Moses, after his 40-year exile, when God says, hey, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go, Moses says, I think you got the wrong guy. I got a speech impediment. I've been gone for 40 years. Those people aren't even going to know who I am anymore. So what should I say? And God says, you tell them I am sent you. So he is the I am. He is the I am that I am. And that's what he says in the Bible. But you have people doing this kind of stuff. William Adams, for example, born today in 1975, calls himself Will I Am, and maybe it's just a coincidence, or maybe it's a pattern. Maybe there's a reason why there are songs like Take Me to Church, which really doesn't have anything to do with church, or That's My Church, which really doesn't have anything to do with church. And, artists doing these kinds of things, calling themselves things. Maybe there's a pattern. If you read Toynbee's study of history, you will perhaps be surprised, or maybe not, to discover in Volume 7 that he talked about this. And I've mentioned this many times. I don't know if this is a Friday kind of thing, but the conversion of language is usually a pretext to the conversion of civilization. At least according to macro historians like Arnold J. Toynbee. That's what Toynbee talked about. And But since these things happen at glacial speed, over the course of generations, most of us don't notice, which actually calls to mind Maurice Strong at the 1992 Rio Earth Summit. In the 1971? 1972 report from the Club of Rome, The Limits to Growth, which is a Malthusian document, basically says, you know, there are too many people and we need to limit the people. Limits to growth means people. The Malthusian argument is always that, you know, food in particular grows at an arithmetic, you know, food production can only grow at an arithmetic rate, but population is always growing exponentially. Oh my gosh, we can't feed all these people. Never mind the fact that God says, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, a command issued before the flood and then reissued after. So maybe he means what he says. So in 1971, you can go on Wikipedia and even read about this. Here's from the Wikipedia entry on the limits to growth. Commissioned by the Club of Rome, the study saw its findings first presented at international gatherings in Moscow and Rio de Janeiro in the summer of 1971. The report's authors Donella Meadows, Dennis Meadows, and Jorgen Randers and William Behrens, representing a team of 17 researchers. So who decided these people get to decide for the rest of the world? Anyway, they say, you know, well, continuing from the Wikipedia entry, purpose. What is the purpose of this? In commissioning the MIT team to undertake the project that resulted in the Limits to Growth, the Club of Rome had three objectives. Gain insights. I mean, these are the good reasons, maybe. Not the real reasons. What we want to do is we want to create some kind of legitimate justification that it's okay to say we need to get rid of people. So, one, gain insights into the limits of our world system and the constraints it puts on human numbers and activity. Identify and study the dominant elements and their interactions that influence the long-term behavior of world systems. And three, to warn, here you go, of the likely outcome of contemporary economic and industrial policies. See, we're in the post-industrial world now, which means that we got to get rid of a bunch of people. There are textbooks on this stuff. I don't have mine handy, but I have one from Oxford University Press, for example. It's a textbook. And so we, you know, in universities, we talk about how to normalize the idea that we should get rid of a bunch of people. And it's just a matter of deciding which groups. And as John Taylor Gatto has pointed out, if you look a little bit further into Charles Darwin and you read The Descent of Man, you will discover that Darwin was actually a racist par excellence. If anybody was a racist, it's the guy who wrote the book, which is titled The Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection. You know, it's funny how the rest of the title always gets left out, isn't it? By Means of Natural Selection or Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life. Now, who decides what constitutes favored races? That's the question. Who's in charge? Who decides? So if you read The Descent of Man by Charles Darwin, you will find some shocking information. And the irony, the ultimate irony in that is that if we're concerned about racism in America, why are we teaching this kind of racist material in schools? I digress. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, FactBit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Rasayana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Rasayana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Rasayana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. Amen.
Welcome back. No doubt it's a popular tune. Those are obviously popular tunes. Tavistock is masterful at that. I mean, I don't know how much we can rely on the numbers, but, you know, according to YouTube, that video on YouTube has been viewed almost a billion times, 817 million times. So who knows? How many of those views, air quotes, are astroturfing sock puppet bots? Don't know. I mean, that is a real thing. Aaron and Melissa Dykes, for example, have talked about they've shown videos of their view count being manipulated. I've talked about that when the Biden administration first came into office. I wrote a post titled, "Do You See What I See?" about how view counts were manipulated, that's when I think the thumbs down count went away. For a while, there was no count. There was no thumbs up, because if you looked at that post, for example, that I wrote, you can see, if memory serves, well, if you see what I see, the first thing you see is that when we still had counts, let me see, January 23rd, 2021, Jen Psaki, remember her? And I included screenshots of view counts. And I included an update. The update says, as of this post, the thumbs up, thumbs down have already been massaged on the 1/20/21 press briefing by Press Secretary Jen Psaki from 7.1,000/34,000 to 7.2,000/31,000, respectively. So how does the likes count? How does the dislikes counter drop by 3,000? So, in other words, there were 34,000 dislikes. That dropped to 31,000. I suppose, I don't know, maybe 3,000 people decided, you know what? I don't like that. I don't dislike that as much as I thought. Maybe I like that. So that's what my note says. I guess 3,000 people decided they changed their minds, or what? You decide. And then there are screenshots of several of the Biden administration press briefing, you know, just little snippets there of the view counts, the thumbs up, thumbs down, but they don't do, I don't think YouTube is doing the thumbs down count anymore for the rest of us. And yeah, when did they bring back the dislike button? It's been back for a while, but we don't see any of the counts anymore. Yeah. Mr. Bordop says, I see it on that video of the men kissing we just played. Exactly. 7.2 up, 322 down. Oh, interesting. Maybe I'm in the wrong browser. Is that, I don't see it. I see likes, I do not see dislikes. Million up, thousands down. Right on. Maybe I should be looking at it in Chrome. I'm not. I try to stay. Yeah. Maybe ad blocker shows it. Maybe. Maybe. So, you know, funny how that works, massaging things a little bit, but in ways that are not terribly obvious. And, but we're supposed to buy into the magic, because any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. Clark's third law. So, let me see. I'm looking at Toynbee's Study of History, Volume 7. And we're headed into a break again. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break. We've a lot of starving faithful. That looks tasty. That looks plenty. This is hungry world. Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins so you can sharpen your knife. Offer me my deathless death. The good God, let me give you my life.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
The other one. So we're inverting things and perverting and subverting. You know, Walter Lippmann talked about basically conscripting the lexicon. That's another part of the discussion. Toynbee, Study of History, he says in Volume 7, basically this isn't a good thing. You know, maybe I'll read some of Toynbee chapter or volume 7. Anyway, that's what's happening. This conscripting of language taking the lexicon of a people and redefining terms. So who's in charge? Who decides? Who gets to define terms? Now you have these wildly popular songs, or so we're led to believe. And as Mr. Bordop pointed out, you know, the Hozier "Take Me to Church" video includes a couple of men kissing. So, you know, I don't know, call me crazy, but I think the Bible speaks out in vehement opposition to that. And so, you know, what are we trying to do? Isn't it funny that there is an effort to target specific things? There's a reason that the rainbow is targeted. There's a reason that this stuff is featured in here, because this is the kind of the ultimate shaking of the fist in God's face. And if you can seduce a bunch of people, conscript a bunch of people into this, that's the, you might argue in a certain sense, that's kind of the pinnacle of evil. So we were just chatting in the break, you know, speaking of the Jen Psaki days, the early Biden administration days, those were the days that the comments also got shut off. It was interesting that immediately people were outraged. And if you look at the post that I wrote on this, do you see what I see? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 7 screenshots of the first few press briefings the Biden administration did. And the thumbs up to thumbs down count is this. The video titles, I'll just read the titles and the thumbs up and thumbs down counts of the screenshots that I took. The work begins, 4,300 up, 24,000 down. Press briefing by Press Secretary Jen Psaki, that was the 120 press briefing, 7,100 up, 34,000 down, but that got revised, as I mentioned in the previous segment. And these were all, I had the screenshots linked to the video so you could go see for yourself, but then everything went haywire and, you know, view counts went crazy. Thumbs up went crazy. Thumbs down went away. Button went away entirely for a while. Comments got turned off on all the videos. The channel, I think, videos are turned off, or the comments are turned off on all the videos. Let's see what this looks like. 121, 446,000 views. Just about double what the count was. 4,600 up. 5,900 now, or 5,900 now, and 6,600 down at the time. Anyway, who knows how many thumbs down? I can't see in my browser or whatever. But so 1,200 up, 6,600 down. 5 new economic actions. 367 up. 2,400 down. Biden takes action on COVID-19, 862 up, 6,400 down. President Biden delivers remarks and signs executive orders, 1,600 up, 6,900 down. So what you had was, I think, you know, it was somewhere between, generally it was around 5-1 and 10-1. Thumbs down to thumbs up consistently. I mean, none of the numbers, none of the counts that I mentioned included a single video where there were more thumbs up than thumbs down, by orders of magnitude, in fact. And so it's just interesting how these kinds of things get massaged right out in plain sight. And since we don't really pay attention, we don't notice. So let me back up and finish the thought on the Club of Rome stuff. It's Friday. A little bit of history, I guess. To warn of the likely outcome of contemporary economic and industrial policies with a view to influencing changes to a sustainable lifestyle. This was rolled out in the 70s. As I mentioned, the limits to growth, Club of Rome report, 1972 report, the findings of this group commissioned by the Club of Rome was first presented at international gatherings, they say, in Moscow and Rio de Janeiro, which figures prominently, and we'll come back to that in a second, in the summer of 1971. And so the idea is to warn of the likely outcome of contemporary economic and industrial policies with a view to influencing changes to a sustainable lifestyle. What does that mean, and who gets to decide on this? So the point that I'm making here is, what I really want to sort of underscore is, that was 50 years ago. And you can see with the Biden administration coming into office, look at all of the, you know, well, the seven videos that I just mentioned, for example. Immediately when the Biden administration comes into office, it begins, well, first, there was an acknowledgement by the Biden administration, by the Biden campaign, that when they came into office, basically they would adopt wholesale the World Economic Forum, Great Reset platform and all its planks, and that really is a sort of rebranding of Agenda 2030, Agenda 21 kind of stuff, which is essentially this limits to growth stuff. Same, it's all the same coordinated plan. Biden administration says we're going to adopt this stuff wholesale, and they do, well, the campaign did, and then immediately on coming into office, that's what they started doing. And that's what these videos represent, with the view counts that are wildly inverted, you might say. The dislikes to likes. You know, so are is it just Trump people that are on YouTube? To me, this represents a cross-section, a significant cross-section of American people to see the view count. This is real-time. In my humble estimation, you know, it's real-time acknowledgement. I mean, are we going to make an argument that somehow Trump bots infiltrated YouTube and altered the like and dislike counts? I doubt that's possible, because YouTube leans in a particularly Biden-friendly direction, if you know what I mean. So I think it's what I would generally construe as organic traffic, saying we don't like this. Overwhelmingly, the American people, generally speaking, and I know that's reaching a bit. Who knows what international traffic, who knows. A lot of variables in that, but I would say generally speaking, this represents a broad cross-section of American, the American public. And is indicative and representative of the views of a broad cross-section of people. A particular demographic, maybe, but still, I think this is much more organic than we would be otherwise led to believe. No, it was just Trump people, Trump bots or whatever, trying to tip the, you know, public image and influence and persuasion of the Biden administration. Nah, maybe some of that's true, but my opinion is what it is, as stated. And so, you know, it's interesting that they come into office and they immediately start doing what they said they were going to do. Funny how that works. The bad things we'll do, the good promises that we made to get into office, maybe not so much. But they start doing this, public disfavor is immediately evident, so much so that it seems YouTube responds to this, because when I posted that, it was a short period. It was like days before all of a sudden the like-dislike counts are massaged and the comments are shut off, and then the dislike button goes away entirely for a period of time. That all happened immediately in the wake of this kind of stuff. And obviously people were noticing. I wasn't the only one who saw. That was why I said, do you see what I see? Because it's a rhetorical question. Other people were noticing. And so this goes back to, let's just start with the Limits to Growth, 1972 Club of Rome report, coming forward 50 years. All of a sudden, so what's the point that you're making? Well, the point is, suddenly, now there's this rush to implement these things. It was a 50-year plan, essentially. And look, we're behind schedule. We need to get this done. Now this boot is being crammed down the throat of the people, whether you like it or not. So coming forward from the 1971 summer meetings in Moscow and Rio de Janeiro in 1992, the next installment in this, the next major installment in this saga is the book that resulted from these studies, and that was sort of the part two of the Limits to Growth report. The book is titled The First Global Revolution, the follow-up to the Limits to Growth. And that was published in 1991. So 20 years later, a generation later, we got to keep reminding people. And what do you know? Speaking of Rio, in 1992, you get the Rio Earth Summit with Maurice Strong, who ironically is a Rockefeller cutout billionaire in the oil industry, who is the, Pied Piper of the environmental movement at this level. Is that ironic, or is it just me? Guy who's made an obscene fortune raping and pillaging the earth and exploiting and all of that becomes the lead voice for environmentalism. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. That seems ironic. But he's crusading at the Rio Earth Summit saying we have to rewild the North American continent. And what have we seen in the last 40 years or so, or 30 years? But, that exact agenda. It's been longer. It's been 50 years because that was going on before, but it's kicked into high gear. And there's an effort with all of the, whatever it is. I mean, in places like Montana, you see things disappearing. The animals, the water, the trees, every year it's fires and floods. Record fires and record floods, which are getting rid of the reasons to be in places like Montana. And in some cases, driving people elsewhere. Then there's, the economic stuff, the natural resources industry that drove the economy of Montana, for example, has been gutted and outsourced and offshored, mostly the mining, the timber, and all of that. And it's interesting to note, some people say these days, that big money is creeping in. Big money's always been in Montana. If you're not familiar, look into the story of the Copper Kings, for example. And Butte was considered the richest town in the country at one point, in fact. But we are in decline. We are being brought down these days. Listen to Alan Watt if you haven't listened to him. Listen to him, some of his stuff, and he'll tell you there's a reason the roads aren't getting repaired. Joe Biden says, "Hey, we're going to do this trillion-dollar infrastructure thing. Where are the new roads in your neighborhood? Where did the trillions go?" It's sort of a rhetorical question. There's a reason why. And so all of this correlates also to the songs that we just played earlier in this hour that are inverting reality. I'm pretty sure what Maren Morris describes as church is not how God would define church. And I'm pretty sure that Hozier with the two men kissing in their video is not what God's idea of church is. So, but that's the inversion that we're dealing with, and the subversion and conscription and all that kind of stuff. Speaking of the spiritual battle, we're headed into a break. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
takes a lot less time.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. That's a bit of history, a walk down memory lane, but it's important, I think, to notice. And so, I don't know about you, but I see a lot of things changing. We could, Mr. Bordop and I could talk about golf, for example. I think that what is happening with the live thing, in my personal opinion, I shouldn't even call it live. I think there's a reason for that. I think that's strategic psychologically. If you want to live golf, then, you know, I hear Arnold's voice, come with me if you want to live. It's not live, but hopefully you understand what I'm saying. So, you know, the weird stuff that's going on, Scottie Scheffler's getting a massage, on the tee box, very strange. We could talk about Adam Hadwin's round one club toss on 18, for example. You know, that kind of thing seems characteristic these days. Petulant outbursts when this was a venue that used to showcase the integrity and the strength of character to remain steady and calm, even in the forge, you know, the fire of the forge, and to be hammered between the hammer and the anvil of this kind of competitive game or sport. The old guard, where are those guys? You know, compared to the kids who I need another million versus all those guys that drove around in station wagons with their family in tow 50 or 60 or 70 years ago. And didn't Hogan tell his wife at one point, look, you know what, if this doesn't pan out in the next tournament I play, then I will get a real job, so to speak. Where are those days? Someone as hardworking and dedicated as a Ben Hogan who says, this doesn't pan out. Incredible. Where is that America? I am, you know, nostalgic. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.